Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable. She serves, she matters, with partner She Voices, Coalition, Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspire. October is Breast Cancer and National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Today is Saturday, October 10th, 2020. Our host is Cliff Kelly, co-host Dr. Colonel Damon Arnold, executive producer Glenda Smith, digital media producer Manny Carazzari, and assistant digital media producer Al Guerrero. Today we have two phenomenal panelists with us. Wanda Petty is a U.S. Army veteran and known as Sister Soldier, President CEO of She Vet Inspire. We also have Venice Wilder, a musician, physician, and activist from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Today's discussion will be Her Voice is Necessary. And I really am happy to have both of you on. And I want to start out with Sister Soldier. Why don't you lead us into a discussion about some of these issues surrounding the need for women to have a voice?
We really want to focus today on encouraging the women to get out and vote and to contact their representatives for preserving the access to vote by mail for veterans. As we know, most military service members, when we're abroad or we're outside of our jurisdiction, we normally vote by mail. And due to COVID and everything that's going on right now with the president assuming that there's fraud with the mail-in voting, we need to be able to preserve it for veterans so that we'll still have our voice counted. So I'm encouraging, we want to cover the opportunities for women to get out and vote, as well as really encourage them to contact their representative to make sure that this is preserved for us, because we've been doing it for over 150 years. And if it's taken away, then, you know, who's speaking on our behalf?
Yes.
We have to be able to put our voice in there. It's really important. And just because we're serving away from home or we're unable to go in due to health to go and stand at the polls doesn't mean that we don't want to be counted. So This is an important factor. Early voting has already started. It started within the last 29 days, and it goes in most states up until the day prior to the actual live voting. So there's still the opportunity for them to vote early if they can make it to the polls, but if not, contact your representative, and I would like to give that number. It's the House. You can go to house.gov or dial 202-224-3121 for the House switchboard operator, and they'll be able to patch them into their local election official.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, and then you have a special guest. I know Venice Wilder is an MD, also known as V. Tiara. And she is a musician, physician, and activist from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Love it. During the day, she is a medical director at a large primary care organization in South Florida, where she also sees patients as a family physician. In the evening, she is a singer-songwriter known as VTR, creating songs and music videos like Batter Up and Digital Love, which get people to both move and think about the social conditions of the world. That's fantastic. It sounds like she has.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so, there's several questions, I guess. What is the Powerful Women of Collective movement about?
Yeah, so Sister Soldier and I developed a group of women in the last couple of months called the Powerful Women Collective. And the goal of the group was to really mobilize women to feel empowered and encouraged to get out to vote and to inspire others. With the nomination of Kamala Harris, we were so excited to see that there was a woman vice presidential candidate for a national political party, which is a big, big deal. And we wanted to make sure that we were applauding that position currently. And the goal is to, many of us think that she should be in the White House. But in general, even if she doesn't make it to the White House, which we hope that she does, the goal is to be active and engaged in making the decision and being a part of the democratic process so that we can make sure that our choice and our voice matters in the process of this election. Yeah. So that's very important. We held an event in September that was well attended. It was a virtual party where we had DJs and we played empowering music. And we got women to really get amped to vote. And we're having another event that's coming up October 23rd at 9 p.m. It's another virtual dance party. We called it the Push the Vote Dance Party. And the goal is for women to come together in their homes, in the comfort of their homes, and come together in order to pledge their commitment to voting. And make any donations that they want to an organization that supports the democratic process, and to just in general get ready to get to the polls.
Yeah, you know, Sister Soldier, first of all, thank you for your service. And, you know, what resources are available for veterans to vote? Because I know you are intimately involved in community activism and doing things that are positive for people. And getting our veterans, you know, motivated to engage in their civic duty. So, you know, maybe you can tell me more about some of the things that you feel that people need to do and why this is so important, especially now.
Well, it's really important because we are preserving by our contacting our electives and getting out to the polls early. To get our voice in there just in case. You know, I hope that nothing happens with the mail-in voting. Mm-hmm. But if we can, it's important for us to get our voice in there and get to the polls early and to, you know, really just anchor down and take a buddy with you or something of that nature so you don't feel intimidated by someone that is maybe trying to watch the poll, but they can't do that until it's time, the day of the election, right? So there are, in various states, there are communities that are coming together and they're creating carpools because in some states, like Texas, they've been trying to reduce the amount of polls that are open. So, and there's also now a legislative that's counteracting that. An attorney is currently suing the governor for trying to make that draw so tight so people can't make it to the polls and cause a suppression. So I would say as a vet, if we know someone else as well, if we know another veteran that needs to go out and vote and maybe they don't have a vehicle, that we partner up with them, use the buddy system to go and help a fellow vet to go out and to vote. And again, there are nonprofits that are nationwide that are starting to collaborate in their local neighborhoods. It's a lot of them to be naming all over the country, but they're starting to, like in California, they're starting to create carpools. Okay. For vets to be able to make it to the polls.
Oh, that's fantastic! Because you know we have a long history. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, to echo that, the big thing that I hear from that, and just in general, that I would love to advocate is making a plan, like doing the research ahead of time now to see, you know. Is it too, most of the registration has closed at this point, but if you aren't registered, like, can you still register? If you plan on doing an absentee ballot, like, how are you going to obtain it? If you're going to do early vote, get in the information for your state or your county about that. If you're going to go in person, where is your polling center and where can you go and vote? And if you're going to vote, again, like taking someone, going with someone, or, you know, Michelle Obama even said, bring a bag lunch because we anticipate that it will be long lines. So just making sure that you do a little bit of research beforehand so that it can reduce the stress that is happening around, you know, the time with COVID and everything. I know a lot more people are more skeptical about going in person, but maybe that's where the early voting comes into play. And so making sure that you can do that ahead of time and meet the deadline.
That's right. And if you do go for making sure you wear your mask, have your social distancing, and bring some hand sanitizer with you, right, just to protect yourself.
Yes.
But that's why I think what Sister Soldier said is so important, that, you know, there are multiple ways that you can vote, but the important thing is vote, right? So
right.
So you may have different ways of getting there, but do it, because it's critical right now. And how does this really especially relate to women, you know, just the right to vote? So even if we weren't in just this one election cycle, but on an ongoing basis, why is it important for women to vote?
Well, looking, I did a little research to see, like, since the 19th Amendment happened, initially, you know, women didn't have the right to vote before that. Mm-hmm. But they've seen that in the last, you know, 40 to 50 years, that women actually outpace men with voting, especially in minority communities. Mm-hmm. So we are getting to the polls traditionally in the last couple of decades. We just need to continue to do that. And, you know, women have a role in the community of being the connectors, I would say. And so especially I'm really encouraging the younger people, you know, the generations below us, to make sure that they feel empowered to vote, because those that are 18 to 24, usually those are the ones that aren't as engaged, but they can actually make a profound difference in the election outcome if they also feel empowered. So that's important that we discuss that with them.
Yeah, and it's really, it navigates, the reason why we served in the military was to, you know, say, you know, protect the public debate and discussion venues, so that people can actually debate and have public discourse about political issues and guide the moral compass of this nation. And that's something that we need to be deeply involved in. So many, to your point, a lot of African-American men actually have been disenfranchised from the vote because they've been in prison. So, you know, once you get a felony conviction, and there are some restorative justice programs that are trying to reverse that as well right now. But that's why it's so important for everyone in the community to really be engaged in this and make sure you get out there and vote, because that actually sets the laws of the country and how you will do as an individual within our society, right?
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, the main thing right now that women are facing when it comes to why it's so important for us to vote is because our bodies are being considered at the table, and we need to have a voice on what we want, how we want our bodies to be managed.
Yes.
You know, right. If we don't vote, then we are turning that right over to someone who doesn't have a clue of our individual situation. So we have to be able to take a stand and vote for what we believe in and hope for the best, but at least we've gotten our voice in there, and not allow someone to just say, well, we think it ought to be this way. Now, pertaining to various programs that there may be for veterans, some more, the VA has one, and it's the Election Assistance Commission, and they offer, like, various guides, the voter guides for military and overseas military voters, information for them, and be able to work at the polls, you know. Many options for us to get involved to make sure that the election is managed properly if we want to help participated in and oversee, you know?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And even serving as maybe a polling judge or something like that, right? That's,
yeah.
A lot of those positions open. So, you know, is there a website people can go to, a number they can call, or how can people get involved with that, with this initiative?
To volunteer for the VA, they would just go to the VA.gov, the voter assistance.
Okay.
It's the voterassistance.asap. If they're interested in being a part of the women collaborative event that we have coming up on the 23rd, then they can check Eventbrite. It'll be on Eventbrite. It's totally free.
Hmm.
And
we're also on Instagram and Facebook.
And Instagram and Facebook. Wow, you got it all covered.
Yeah. And again, the number, if they need to contact their House representative, you can reach the House switchboard operator at 202-224-3121. That's house.gov. And they can contact them to let them know, let their representative know that we need to keep the mail-in ballots available for veterans and their families and military service members for their families when they're abroad or unable to come in and vote.
Okay, so silence is not an option, right?
It's not an option. Not in this election. It feels like we're fighting to have our civil rights back again. Okay. And we have to stand up. We can't allow to take steps back. We have to stand up. But we see you and we hear you that sometimes it's not possible to go into the polls, but
right.
We can reach out and get the buddy system. We could call our House of Representatives to make sure that our preserved rights are there for being able to mail in that vote and be heard, because that's the only way that it'll stop. If we don't say anything, then we can't say anything when something is done that we didn't want to happen.
Okay.
Right.
Fantastic.
And then just to add to that, you mentioned about me that I'm a musician, physician, activist.
Yes.
And my stage name is V Tierra, and I have a song called Batter Up that I created a music video for. And I the goal of my music video was to really get people to batter up and feel empowered and motivated to, use their voice.
Oh, I get
use
it.
Their
yeah.
Boat. Use whatever you need to do in order to make sure that our future is protected, the future that we want to create. So I encourage people to check me out, V.Tierra.
Mm-hmm.
You can YouTube it, Google, et cetera. And the song is called Batter Up. So check out the music video and it can be shared as well.
Oh, I'm going to be looking at that one tonight. And
nice.
So we're on a team. So you can just call them Batter Up. Make sure you get on
Batter
that,
Up.
On the plate.
Yeah.
I love it. So, we're getting close on time. So any last minute comments you want to make, about this whole voters thing and just drive home the point. So we're going to drive home the home plate.
Well, I just want to say we look forward to seeing you on the 23rd. Join us at the
yes.
Women Collaborative,
yes.
celebratory for voting.
Oh, fantastic.
Push the vote.
Excellent. I love it. And you were saying make sure you go to va.gov or house.gov, and that was 202-224-3121. And I'm glad that we're past that 19th Amendment. We ought to keep it going.
Yes.
Let's
use it. I say use it or lose it, right?
Yes.
That's
we're 23
the point right
days
there.
Away from Election Day. 23 days. Can you believe it? So it's a countdown.
Okay. So, Wanda Petty and also Venice Wilder, just one last shout out. To our, because you're going worldwide, you're going across our country. All the veterans out there are upstairs, standing up right now and getting ready to pick up their bat and get into the batter cage. So tell us what you need. We need to hear. It's the last minute.
Hey, get out there. We fought too hard, especially as service members. Right. You know, we have to keep in mind that we are a part of this voting process, and our voice matters no matter where we are, no matter what situation we're in. Find a way to be able to get your voice in there and be heard.
Yes. And I want to remind our listeners that you know, October is Breast Cancer and National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is another way to address that issue. Vote. Get out there, vote, and make sure the legislation is passed to help you. Okay, thank you very much, Sister Soldier and VTR, and we'll be looking at your website. So we're going to now move on to a commercial break, and please stay with us. But we are excited. We are energized. We're going to push through to the next show. Okay, take care.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.